Hi, I'm Chris Bedford, Dorothy Wagner Wallace Director of the Baltimore Museum of Art. Welcome to Art Matters, a monthly feature where we provide insights into the work of some of today's most creative artists from Baltimore and beyond. Joining me today is Spencer Finch, an artist best known for his innovative use of light and color. His work has been featured in exhibitions around the world and can be seen in Baltimore at Johns Hopkins Hospital and now at the Baltimore Museum of Art. Spencer, thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
So, Moondust, it's an installation that I believe debuted in Venice at the Biennale.
Yep.
And we're very fortunately going to be able to install for 7 years at the BMA. So could you talk a little bit about Moondust, what it looks like?
Yeah, so it's made up of 150 different light fixtures, which were originally incandescent. So if you imagine kind of Tinker Toy fixtures that look like chemical models of molecules from high school chemistry class. Except instead of the balls of different colors, those balls are light bulbs of different sizes that stand for different atoms. The entire mix of 150 molecules and 447 light bulbs, I think, is a precise recreation of the mix of moon dust from a sample that was taken in 1972 from the Apollo 17 mission to the moon. For example, a lot of it's silica, so SiO2, the silica atom is bigger than the oxygen atom. So that particular molecule has three bulbs, a big bulb, which stands for silica, and two small bulbs, which stand for oxygen.
So when I speak about the effect of this installation, which I think, quite apart from all of those details, is truly magical, it's installed in our Fox Court, which is a John Russell Pope designed interior that's over 100 years old. So how does that resonate with your work? Had you ever imagined it being installed in such a way?
Well, it's a fantastic space, and it plays off that sort of neoclassical architecture in a way. Even though it's scientific, it's somehow organic, and the installation of the molecules is somewhat haphazard, because if you look at atoms under a microscope, they're always moving around, and this idea of something so small as an atom being sort of let loose in this somewhat rigid and classical space.
Yes.
And almost trying to escape from that space is something that's interesting to me.
So on one hand, it's sort of a magical starry night that you can wander in and among and look up at. And on another level, and this really interests me, it's not a representational object, but in a certain way, it actually does represent moon dust itself.
Yeah, so I'm interested in that play in scale. And so in the sense that it's accurately representing something and very accurately representing moon dust, precisely that moon dust and the precise chemical makeup of moon dust. While at the same time, when you look at it, it clearly references in an almost impressionistic way a night sky, the sort of starry sky. So it takes something that's very small in the molecules and at the same time transforms it into something that is ginormous, which is the stars in the night sky of the universe.
I think in reading some of the writing about your work, I'm always struck by not only those properties associated with light, but this idea of a sort of a quality of experience that comes with it. Mm-hmm. Meaning one can be outside, and if one is outside with other people, the light shines equally on all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a really beautiful concept, and for whatever reason, it's one I think about when I look at your work.
Mm.
What is it you imagine a viewer in Baltimore feeling or experiencing in that space with moon dust?
What I would love is for someone to not know the work is there, to come around the corner and see it and be sort of spellbound, be drawn in to look at it, not know exactly what it means, and then somehow miraculously have the sort of content of the molecular structure of moon dust beamed into their head so that they find out exactly what it is and then have that back and forth in their head between sort of their impression of it and what it actually specifically means. And
well, we're working on the beam now at the BMA. It's new technology.
I appreciate that.
Spencer Finch, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
You can see Moondust, Apollo 17 by Spencer Finch on view at the Baltimore Museum of Art. Thank you for listening today. Art Matters is produced for WYPR by the Baltimore Museum of Art. And for the Baltimore Museum of Art, I'm Chris Bedford.